podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
Don't be a Palin.
You don't be a Palin.
I think Amazon's trying to tell me I'm fat and I need to lose weight. Noah, up to 35% off fitness gear.
Maybe Amazon has just been seeing your Runkeeper tweets. You're like, well, clearly this guy's all about fitness.
Probably. They track me like a motherfucker.
No, I think it's like an intervention. Noah, all of your online shopping destinations have gotten together to tell you that we love you, but we're tired of seeing you hurt yourself.
Is that what it is, Andy?
Yeah, get the flab off. Hey, it's okay, man. It's fine. You just got to roll with it. I had an intervention from all of my porn sites the other day.
What did they tell you?
They told me, keep it up!
You're doing it?
They told me, if my palm's not smoking, then it's no problem.
Wow. That would suck if your palm was smoking.
Man, yeah. You would really have to be going to that thing to get a smoking hand.
Yeah, I don't think it would work.
Just no lube. Just dry, like angry whacking. Just, I'm pissed at my penis.
I think you need to get some wood in there.
Maybe.
Oh, I always have some wood in there. You're talking about the penis still.
An erection joke.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dankcast.
In 2001, three friends moved into a house together. Because their names were Tim, Andy, and Noah, they called the place the Tan House. By 2007, these friends had gone their separate ways.
Andy to Atlanta,
Noah to San Francisco, and Tim to Los Angeles.
Now they get together on the internet every week and discuss movies,
TV,
tech,
politics,
food,
Disney,
comics,
Star Trek,
Apple, or sometimes just stories of the good old days.
These conversations are raw, explicit, and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes.
If none of this has scared you off, then you are prepared to listen to the Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life, motherfuckers.
Whatever. The sun went down and came back up, just like it's done for the last 365 days. Let's not get all skibbledy-wibbledy.
This means we get to do taxes. Who's excited about taxes? Hurrah!
Oh, me. No, not me.
I won't be excited about taxes until next year, when I can deduct that sweet, sweet baby action.
Wait, your baby's... Yes, okay.
You should have had that baby come out last year, like, on the 31st. Then you could have deducted it for the whole year.
Yep.
But then shoved it back in.
Just popped it out.
Get back in there for a little while.
It made a brief appearance, that counts.
It looks like something that Stan Winston came up with, just...
Lovely.
Not done baking. Put that bun back in the oven.
All right, well, I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the N in Nancy. In Tancast, too.
Well, it's episode 132, in case anyone cares.
Who's Nancy, and does Steph know you're fucking her?
Nancy's no one. It's just a name I came up with.
Oh. Well, you said
there's a Nancy out there. Many, I'm sure.
Oh, there's some. Is there a Nancy listening to this show? Hey, Nancy, write in. Let us know you're here. How you doing?
Drop us a line.
Clear up whether or not Noah is the N inside of you. Wow, I went a little creepy there.
Wow, how odd for you.
I know. So
that's never happened before. Must be the new year.
It must be. It's that extra one in there.
It adds something. A little je ne sais quoi.
I like to put an extra one in there.
Yeah. Someone was all excited yesterday about it being 1-1-1-1. Relax. Let's wait until November, and then we can have 11-11-11.
Ooh, that's time to go to Vegas, Tim.
Do you want to go to Vegas on 11-11-11?
I was just kidding.
Yeah, see if you can roll 11 at 11-11. AM or PM, you get two tries.
Because we were there on 7-7-7, and it was so crowded and fucking hot.
Doubtful it'll be hot again.
Yes.
If that makes you feel any better.
Yes, I'm sure it would be much less hot. Just as crowded, though. Although the crowded didn't really bother me that much. It was mostly the hot.
Mm.
Yes, I agree. Because it's not like there's lines for, like, rides or anything at Vegas. I mean, there is. I'm just not going to pay $20 to go on one roller coaster once.
Woo! That is some steep shit.
It's not that steep. Oh, you meant the prices.
Yes. Retard.
Tan laughs.
It's time to read some tan laughs.
Tan laughs.
Send them in, we'll read your tan
laughs. Tan laughs.
Just send us in your jokes, we'll read for you folks.
You'll laugh off your ass as we read some tan laughs.
Let's do it.
All right.
No, that sounded like you were just giving in to the tan laughs.
Oh, no, I had to bring up my My finger.
Browser.
My,
To bring up your finger?
My mail.
Your wang?
Mail.
I had to bring up my wang.
All right, well, this first tan lap is from Tan Lap. It's a tan lap. We're doing tan laps.
I'm all out of breath because I am fat.
This one, this first tan laugh is from Chelsea. What do you call a dog with no back legs and balls of steel?
I don't know.
Sparky.
I knew that one.
Delicious.
All right, I got some from Todd. You know, Tim and Andy, I just put a deposit down on a brand new Porsche and mentioned on Facebook. I said, I can't wait for the new 911 to arrive. Next thing I know, 4,000 fucking Muslims have added me as a friend.
Jesus. Really thought that joke was headed another way. Nay. Yeah.
I knew it was a 9/11 joke, but yeah.
Yes, I thought it was going to be the government was cranking down my door or something like that.
I thought it was going to be like 400 of my friends defriended me or something like that.
It could go so many ways.
Tancast 2011, still racist.
Being a modest man, when I checked into a hotel room on a recent trip, I said to the lady at the registration desk, I hope your porn channel in my room is disabled. To which she replied, no, it's regular porn, you sick bastard.
I like that a great deal.
Here's another racist one. The FBI have discovered how to weave Muslim permits out of plastic explosives. Apparently, profits are going for the roof. Oh, here's another mean one. The Red Cross just knocked on my door and asked if I could help towards the floods in Pakistan. I said I would love to, but the garden hose only reaches to the bottom of the yard.
Jesus.
And there you go. Start off the new year right.
Mm-hmm.
Or something.
That was like my day after Boxing Day. What the fuck holiday is that? Food coma.
I thought Boxing Day was only like Canadian, eh?
That's a UK holiday, yeah. But the Canada celebrates the UK holiday.
Because they're not a real country. Hey, if you recognize a foreign head of state as your regent, then yeah, you're not your own country. Fuck you, Canada. Get some freedom. I suspect that we may have done this one before, but what the fuck? This one comes from Jonathan. A biker rolls into a saloon in the middle of nowhere. The sign over the bar says, cold beer, $2. Hamburger, $2.50. Cheeseburgers, $3.
Jesus Christ.
Hand job, $50.
Yep.
The biker sees, we did it?
Yep.
Twice.
Fuck. I gotta get better about marking this shit down.
Jesus H. God.
Not Christ?
Nope.
Okay.
Avoiding hell on a technicality.
All right. Well, lick my balls while I find another one.
Yeah, whew. You know, my dog likes to lick.
A lot of air in, not a lot of air out. That had to change.
I got one. I don't think I'd done this one.
All right.
I don't think I done did dude it. This one is from Mike. A cowboy two steps into a bar, realizes it's a gay bar, but what the heck, he says to himself, I really want a drink. When the gay waiter approaches, he says to the cowboy, what's the name of your penis? The cowboy says, look, I'm not into any of that. All I want's a drink. The gay waiter says, I'm sorry, but I can't serve you until you tell me the name of your penis. Mine, for instance, is called Nike, for the slogan, just do it. The guy down at the end of the bar calls his Snickers because it really satisfies. The cowboy looks dumbfounded, so the bartender tells him he'll give him a second to think it over. So the cowboy asks the man sitting to his left, who's sipping on a beer, hey bud, what's the name of yours? The man looks back and says with a smile, Timex. The thirsty cowboy asks, why Timex? The fellow proudly replies, because it takes a licking and keeps on ticking. A little shaken, the cowboy turns to the fellow on his right, who's sipping a fruity margarita, and says, so what do you call yours? The man turns to him and proudly exclaims, Ford, because quality is job one. Then he adds, have you driven a Ford lately? Even more shaken, the cowboy has to think for a moment before he comes up with a name for his manhood. Finally, he turns to the bartender and exclaims, the name of my penis is Secret. Now give me a beer. The bartender begins to pour the cowboy a beer, but with a puzzled asks, why Secret? The cowboy says, because it's strong enough for a man, but made for a woman.
Nice.
Only slightly homophobic, so I think we'll ease gently into that for the new year.
Question is, how does he know it's strong enough for a man? Interesting.
Yes. Let us ponder this. Ponder the wisdom of the gay joke. Oh.
Ponder, 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 die.
All right, so a lot has happened since we last recorded. Christmas and New Year's have happened. Mm-hmm. Skype has gotten its thumb out of its ass.
Indeed.
Aw, be nice to Skype. It was doing its best.
I was telling Noah, Tiny Chat was not a good solution. I mean, it was a good solution enough that it got it done, but there were two whole other episodes that never happened because we couldn't hear each other. Like, as I was editing, like, we were constantly... I edited most of it out, but like a lot of times someone is trying to say something, the other two don't hear him.
Wow.
So there was like two other shows that never happened because like, oh, I want to take the conversation this way. Fuck you. No one can hear you.
Man, that must have been like some sort of weird archaeology for you. Like the Tancast that could have been.
Yep.
Marley's ghost shows up. Bob Marley's ghost shows up. Gets you a little high.
Scrooge. Spooky. Scared, aren't you?
Wow, we watched Scrooged.
I don't see how you can miss it if you have AMC.
Or the DVD.
Or AMC.
Or the DVD.
Or AM goddamn C!
Or the DVD. You know what? I had never noticed before, but the girl that the censor's complaining about seeing the nipples of, you actually can see the tops of her areolas.
Yes.
Probably not on AMC, but on the DVD.
What is this?
Scrooged.
There's a chick from Standards and Practices there. She's complaining about the Rockette dancers that you can see the tops of her nipples. Like one of their nipples.
Hmm.
Well, one girl, two nipples. They come in a pair.
Thank you, Andy.
Of nipples.
We get it.
I'm not sure Noah does. See, Noah, women have breasts that have nipples. They're kind of like your nipples, only they're typically a bit larger. And hers were large enough that you could see the round tops, the areolas, the colored sections, sticking up above her low-cut dress. And this other lady...
Hey, African-American, which is funny because that girl was.
Yes.
Interesting. Yes. I'll have to look for this.
Well, I wouldn't suggest watching the entire movie just for the nipples.
Well, is it a funny movie?
It is a funny movie.
You've never seen Scrooged?
I have. I said it's a funny movie.
Why are you asking if it's funny?
I think he was asking rhetorically, like, well, isn't it a funny movie?
Yes.
Like, wouldn't I watch it anyways?
Ah, all right. You're about to get my contempt and ire.
Yeah. I had to translate from the Noah. Ah, starting the year off right.
That's how you gotta do it.
Yep. So how'd you guys spend your Christmas/New Year's holidays?
I spent Christmas with the fam.
All right.
Danelle's mom, and then my mom came down. Good times.
That's fantastic-tastic.
New Year's Eve, what, we had Mexican food?
Mm-hmm.
With my in-laws.
New Year's Eve?
Yeah. You never had New Year's Eve dinner?
Well, I was hanging out with you New Year's Eve, so that's why I'm curious.
Not New Year's Eve. Christmas Eve.
There you go.
You know what's funny? In my head, Noah said Christmas Eve.
Yeah, Christmas Eve had Mexican food. yeah. And that was good. Deliciousness. I loved it. And then Christmas Day, went over to my in-laws again. And we opened presents.
All right.
What about you, little Andy?
Well, I had my in-laws in town from... see, when did they get here? Thursday. So they were here for the day before Christmas Eve and Christmas Eve and Christmas. And then went back the following Thursday, which, in case anyone's wondering, is why we were in such a rush to get the New Year's Eve episode done, or the New Year's episode done before the 23rd. I don't know what to call that day. Christmas Eve Eve?
23rd. Jesus Christ. Everything doesn't need a name.
It does.
I want to name things.
Stop it. If you're going to name things, just name them. Don't sit there and ponder why it doesn't have a name. What? It doesn't have a name. Let me, slow down the conversation. It's not Wednesday. It's not Thursday.
Well, I got a name for something. It's called my balls.
Andy, let's ponder the 23rd. What is this day? What can we name it?
Well, it's a prime number. I'm going to call it Fuck Tim Day.
I like it.
So, that's why we had to record the last episode before Fuck Tim Day, because my... in-laws were arriving in town on Fuck Tim Day, and I don't think my in-laws need to know about Tancast. So before they got in on Fuck Tim Day, we recorded Tancast, and then Fuck Tim, and also Fuck Tim.
Hey, can you create a Wikipedia article on the 23rd, Fuck Tim Day?
I'm sure I can. I'm sure it will be deleted very shortly thereafter. I think I'm going to do it anyways. Then I'll send Tim the link. Tim, enjoy your moment in the sun. This is the most famous you'll get.
Oh,
that was uncalled for.
It really was.
Me this new year.
By the way, if anybody listening to this has the power to make Tim famous, he seriously is the most talented person I know.
Oh, don't try and back off now, faggot gay.
suck it down.
Can't try and temper your dickishness. You're a dick.
I figure I should be a little sweet and a little sour.
You're a dick.
Sweet and sour baby Jesus.
Yeah. So we made a whole ham for Christmas. And I still have a whole lot of ham in my refrigerator that's going to be thrown out.
Aw, that's sad.
Because there's some ham in the freezer, and there's been some ham and other dishes that are leftovers. And I had ham sandwiches and ham and eggs and green eggs and ham and more ham and fucking eggs and, oh my God, ham.
I don't think you did have green eggs and ham. I'm going to throw that out there.
I'm not really a huge fan of ham. I will have a little ham on the holidays, but in general, I don't like the sandwich meat ham. Like, they usually have, like, this little piece of thing around the edge that's, like, tough and stringy, and, I don't like it.
My usual complaint with sandwich meat ham is, like, no matter how you can buy it, take it home, you know, like, it arrived in the store that day, and, like, you unwrapped it moments later and stuck it between bread, it's always that little bit of, like, slimy film on it. I don't know what that is. I just know I do not like ham slime.
It's pig jizz.
Yeah, it probably is. Yeah, so making a whole ham for 4.5 people, that is a shit ton of ham. That is like meat and a half. It is way too much fucking meat. And
that's what the lady's telling me.
My mother-in-law, Thor bless her, says, well, you know what we should really do is carve some of
this
up.
Did you say Thor?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I picked a new religion. I'm following Thor now.
All right.
Hey, he promised me mead and all of the geats I can kill, so fucking watch out, geats.
For a second, I wasn't sure if you were saying her name, like her name is Thor. I'm like, really?
Yes. Wow. My mother-in-law's name is Thor, for she commands the thunder.
That would be amazing. Anyways.
Also, she's a dude. Got a big ass hammer.
And
no
a big
steed.
Ass.
Just runs everywhere.
Wow.
That was a strange little trip into mythology there. So anyways, Thor lover, she suggested that we freeze it. And I thought, no, I'm just going to wait for this to go bad and then throw it away and try not to feel bad about that. Because if I freeze it, that's just future ham. That's more ham I got to figure out what to do with later. And then I got to, like, defrost it and shit.
But that saves you money.
I know, but then I have to eat it.
Just dole it out a little bit at a time, mix it in with things.
I had enough ham until we see them, like, next Thanksgiving or Christmas or whenever, and there will be another ham. I'll probably be ready for ham then, but if I have any ham between now and then, I'm just going to, like, ham-splode. I'll ham into little ham giblets. So, that was my Christmas. Christmas was wonderful. Got a bunch of good presents. Got a South Park shirt from my in-laws. That was pretty cool. It's like, wow, you guys appreciate my strange version of Arrested Development that keeps me watching cartoons well into my 30s.
Awesome.
And obviously, my spawn got just a shit ton of new toys from everybody. My wife was actually asking me, she's like, I feel kind of bad because we've got him a bunch of Christmas presents, but just doesn't feel like we got him a lot of toys. I'm like, listen, he's got aunts and uncles and grandparents and just, we're already stepping on all of his toys. Then there's going to be more. We don't need to get him any more toys. Don't feel bad about it. Sure enough, more toys arrived.
I was discussing with Stephanie that I was like, you know, I don't think I will get our kid a lot of toys. Like, I'll get our kid some toys, but really, like, kids don't really need that many toys. And they just, just look at my nephews. Every day, every year, they just get more and more and more toys. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
It's like, really? I don't think a kid needs that many toys.
And then you gotta find a place for the toys.
Wow, dude. What the fuck?
What?
I can't imagine you saying that as a kid. I don't need this many toys. Too many toys. Well, that's all this fun. Fuck it. I wish people would stop giving me fun and toys and happiness.
Of course, a kid's not gonna say that, but, like, going back, it's not like I look back and I'm like, oh, fuck, I am so glad I had all those toys. That really enriched my life.
What I think you need is a couple of toys that can do a bunch of shit. So, like, Legos. Once my kid is old enough where I don't need to worry about fucking Lego landmines everywhere, just stepping on them and, you know, screaming and falling down the stairs. Lego's got some sharp-ass corners.
I've stepped on
it
sharp...
It was the falling down the stairs that really got it for me.
Oh, Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, Lord. Oh, that's my shoe.
I'm halfway down the steps. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, no.
No, I tell you, man, if I ever fall down the stairs again, which will definitely happen because I've fallen down these fucking stairs so many times, I'm totally going to do the Kelsey grammar, oh, my. Or just,
heaven. Oh, good Lord.
Heavens, as I go down.
Good Lord.
Or you could try to reenact the Eddie Murphy bit.
What's the Eddie Murphy bit?
I've never heard
what
it.
What we were just doing.
Yeah, it was, who was it? It was his grandmother or his aunt or someone.
Yeah, I think it was his aunt.
Yeah, he just goes on this whole bit where she falls down the stairs. Just
ever have a heavyset aunt fall down the steps? Make a whole lot of fucking noise. It's scary, too, because they be calling Jesus on the way down. And aunts don't like to fall straight down the steps like a kid. They be trying to break the fall and hold it and stop the shit. And that just make the fall take a half hour then. Real loud, yeah, like.
Lord Jesus Christ, help me, Lord, please, Jesus, please. Jesus, God, help me, Lord, Jesus, help me, I'm falling out of steps, oh, Lord Jesus Christ, please. My shoe. Oh, Lord Jesus Christ, help me. I'm halfway down now, help me, Lord.
Every step, oh Jesus, Lord, oh good Lord, and he goes on and goes, oh, I'm halfway down the stairs, and I lost my shoe. It's funny. He does it much better than I. That's why he gets paid the big bucks.
Undoubtedly. So that was my Christmas, and then 2 days after Christmas, Boxing Day and a half, whatever, we drove to North Carolina, and I got 24 hours of subtle racism. And then we hopped
like, even
in the rented.
Sleep, was he whispering like niggers? Specs.
That's not very subtle.
Professional football is reparations. The word Democrat is dirty and nasty.
Yeah, so like as we're leaving, it's like, oh, it's always great to see you guys. And half in the car, I'm like, and it's always so nice to drive home.
You liar. It's not great to see them.
It is. He's a fun guy. We got the same name. It's hard not to like that. We don't actually have the same name, but we have similar names, so.
It's like you married within your own family? That's a little sketchy.
And we have fun with that. But then just, yeah, it's like just interspersed with all of the great, you know, hey, we're visiting, we're having fun, and whatever. It's just like this little bit of just fucking gravel on my shoe. Oh, then I drive away, and I put my shoe out the window, and just shake the gravel out. It's like, ah, this is wonderful. Now for 4.5 hours of leg cramps and back aches as I drive all the way back to Atlanta.
Jesus Christ, pussy. 4.5 hours, you get leg cramps?
Well, the problem is that people on the... You hit certain parts where it's two-lane roads, and people drive like fucking retarded asshole dickbags, and you can't leave it on
cruise control.
Oh,
so you're sitting there doing the
baby.
Gas brake, gas brake, gas brake, gas brake dance.
I remember the time when we couldn't even leave it on cruise control. Those were hard times, I'll tell you something. Yep.
Andy, my car doesn't even have cruise control.
Exactly. I have never owned a car with cruise control.
Wait.
Look,
Andy, do you hear that?
Hmm.
I'm playing the world's smallest violin for you.
Do you hear that, Noah? I'm swinging the world's tiniest dick in your direction.
Fuck, when I drive somewhere like Vegas or whatever, I'm holding the pedal the whole way.
Fucking all the way up to Washington and back. No cruise control.
Well, I'm sorry that you guys both suck and have shitty cars.
All the way up to LA and back. No cruise control. No air conditioning in the old car.
That's his problem. Lovely. He doesn't get his gas leg a good workout.
I guess.
Cruise control. I'm getting soft, my friend.
You're sitting behind a desk too long. You gotta get back out there in the field with the gas pedal.
You know, I do kind of miss driving a stick, though, because, like, my left leg has got nothing to do.
I do not miss driving a stick.
I do not, yeah. Every so often, well, my wife has a stick, and we borrowed her uncle's truck to move some stuff out of our, what is slowly becoming the baby's room. And it was a stick. I do not miss driving it. I was like, this sucks.
So,
especially in traffic.
Are you going to be losing an office, Tim?
Oh, yeah.
Are you a little sad?
More than a little.
What's going on with your desk?
I think it's going out to the living room. So I don't know how we're going to do Tancast once the baby gets here.
This will be fun.
I guess maybe it depends on if the baby's napping or not.
Maybe we won't be. Maybe you'll be too busy taking care of baby.
Uh-huh.
Nah. I can't see that happening. But I'm testing it this week going wireless to see if the delay is too bad. Doesn't seem too bad.
Oh, I do wireless every week.
I'm wireless
yes,
right now.
So Tim, what did you get? Tim had a secret gift that he didn't want to tell me about until today.
Which is funny because it totally got talked about at the party on New Year's Eve, and I was like, either Noah didn't pay attention or doesn't think it's funny enough to make fun of me for.
I think I missed it.
Oh, okay. So the cool gifts I got, my mom got me a new iPod, 160 gigs.
Ooh. Doesn't look like Wolverine went to town on it.
Doesn't look like that at all.
Delicious.
And Tim actually got a case for it. I'm so proud of him.
Before the first day I used it, I went to Fry's and got a case for it.
My boy's growing up.
I got the Star Wars trilogy on DVD. I did not own it. And so it's the kind with the, you know, the special edition and also the way it fucking was meant to be seen version.
Ah, good deal.
These bullshit George Lucas in his later life when he doesn't understand what entertainment is anymore.
What if I just do weird things? I just throw weird things on the screen and...
Ooh, wait, George Lucas, did you join us on the podcast?
yeah.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. It's fucking spot on.
Do you have any questions about why I nuked the
fridge? Why do you guys sound like Kermit the Frog?
No, I'm Kermit the Frog, and I'm George Lucas.
Now do your
Ray
Romano.
Can you subtle differences? Yeah, I bet you totally can.
Wait, you have a Ray Romano impression too?
I'm guessing it sounds a lot like those other two.
I'm not Ralph Garman, what can I tell you? what else did I get? Oh, I got a lot of pajama bottoms, which I was asking for, because I blew the ass out of my only pair of pajama bottoms that I had.
How many pajama bottoms did you get?
I got two pajama bottoms and one pair of sweats that could easily be pajama bottoms.
Okay. My mother-in-law for a while was giving me a lot of pajama bottoms, and I eventually just got rid of, like, a lot. Because I was like, I don't need these main pajama bottoms. I don't wear these main pajama bottoms.
My wife has what could be kindly described as a shitload of pajamas. She has, like, drawers full of pajamas. And, like, shelves where, like, sweatpants and yoga pants, which could really double as pajama bottoms, along with all the different pajama tops that she has, where those all live. And yet, somehow, all of my pajama bottoms wound up worn immediately after they go through the wash. So I've got, like, a couple of days, maybe 3 or 4 days in there where I can just, like, jump in and wear my own pajama bottoms. I'm like, no, I'm not going to wear the super short ones with the fuzzy pink chicks all over them. Thanks.
Oh, wait, she's wearing your pajama bottoms.
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, I think you should wear those ones with your Crocs, and it will be amazing. Uh-huh. Andy, you didn't get any Crocs for Christmas?
I did not get any Crocs for Christmas.
What the fuck is going on with this world?
I know, it was right up at the top of my Christmas list.
Damn it, Amazon, you fucked me.
Yeah. Fuck me again.
Should have delivered it by Christmas.
Fuck me and you fuck me and you fuck me.
Actually, I should note, they did not fuck me, even though I had said I ordered a present for my mom, and it said it was going to get here earliest the December 20th, latest the 24th. And then after it shipped, it said, it's going to arrive on the 27th. I was like, what the fuck? And then I posted about it, and people were like, you should have paid extra for shipping. I'm like, but it said latest the 24th. There's no reason for me to pay extra for shipping. But anyway, it did get the 24th.
I will say... Sorry, go ahead, Tim.
Oh, I paid extra for shipping.
What the fuck?
For a thing that was going to my
Noah
wife.
Noah and me are talking. Noah says, go ahead, Tim. Andy jumps in.
Oh, I thought you said, go ahead, Andy.
By go ahead, Tim, I think he means Andy. Time for talking.
Okay, I'm going to turn up my volume so I can hear Noah better. There. Now. Tim, go ahead.
UPS's site, once I logged to track it, it said it was going to be by the 24th. But like I said when I was recording last time, like it was just 3 days of no information after it left Illinois. I'm like, I don't believe you. I'm not going to get it on time. Then all of a sudden it got to South San Francisco and then left South San Francisco at like 2 a.m. And I was like, oh, it's going to make it. I'm going to have my mom's present. Yay.
Nice.
I was just going to say that every time I order from Amazon, it always gets it earlier than they said it will.
Like, there's only been one. Oh, sorry.
There's only, like, whenever they give me a range, it's always earlier, much earlier than they say. I'm like, oh, excellent. Anyways, good.
There's only been one time where they actually fucked me, and it was I was getting my mom the Muppets Christmas Carol on CD so you could listen to it on a drive down to Disneyland. And it should have gotten there. Its date range, only one of them dates was after. Like, you know, all the early part of the date range would have gotten there in time, and then, like, the last day was, like, after she had left, and that's when they got it to her. I was like, aw, why you gotta be a dick?
And now Andy's turn. I didn't say Andy this time.
Yeah, thank you. having turned it up, I was able to get that out of your mushmouth mutterings there.
Yeah, okay.
See, I can't understand you.
Wow. Andy's combative. Andy's Tim this year.
He is. He's surly this year. I like it.
I turned over a new leaf, and on the other side of that leaf is just like crap and maggots and blackness. And
your god Thor makes you cranky.
I know. Thor appreciates it, though. He likes me to start wars. So, anyway, I paid extra. And it was not only supposed to, like the normal shipping should have gotten this gift for my wife here by Christmas. I'm like, not going to risk it because it's Christmas and I know there's a ton of just moving parts and shit flying around. So I paid extra for like the premium. It'll get there in like 2 fucking days or whatever. And this thing shipped out of China for some reason. I had no fucking clue that that was going to happen. And then got stuck in like customs or something like that in Hong Kong. And sat there for like 2 days. I'm like, oh, fuck. And suddenly the expected delivery date went from well in advance of Christmas to well after Christmas. And I'm just sitting there watching it. And then all of a sudden it goes from Hong Kong to like Tennessee 2 days later with no notice that it left Hong Kong. It's just like, you know, we fucking crossed our arms and Genie blinked it over to you. Just... boing.
We smuggled it out because it was a customs problem. Like, fuck it, we gotta get this out of here.
Someone keistered it.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering why it smelled a little funny. Like, here, honey, here's some beautiful jewelry.
Why is it brown?
Don't mind that faint taint of taint.
Let me just rinse that off for you.
Yeah, so it arrived, and she loved it. Brought a little tear to her eye.
So, Tim, what is this gift?
It was an off-brand Snuggie of Superman.
Oh, I did not hear that.
Yeah, it was like Danelle. It was on eBay, and Danelle bid on it because on the picture, it makes it like when you wear the Snuggie, it looks like you're wearing like a Superman costume.
Not in real life.
Yeah, and well, when it came, you know, she bid on it. She won. She's like, I bid on it. I was like, whatever. And then she turned out she won. So then it comes, and it's fucking. It's just the Superman symbol over and over again, all over an off-brand Snuggie. She's like, well, that's just fucking gay.
I believe you can return that
to eBay.
Yeah, like if. If they put a picture up and that, well, I don't know if they put it in the description, but if they put a picture up and that's not what you got,
yeah.
I mean, I've never bid off eBay, but I believe you can return that.
Oh, well, and, then I mean, I'll,
you know,
look into that.
Either way, Andy?
Yeah, you can challenge with eBay and PayPal or whatever that you didn't receive the merchandise that you were, that you didn't receive the merchandise as presented or something like that.
Although I would read the article because sometimes they do pull a thing like, item you may get may not be the one in the picture, and then it's kind of like, oh, well, you should have read it. I've heard,
yeah,
people,
they put
like,
up they put up a Superman Snuggie. Item you get may not be the thing in the picture, and you just get like a box full of dog turds.
Well, no, because I've heard like things where people will post like a picture of something, and like, you know, oh, it's a picture of an iPod, right? And you bid on it and think you're getting an iPod, but you know, in the fine print, it's like you're actually buying the picture of this iPod. Like scams like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Jesus.
You know, I would not make fun of you because for Christmas, I got myself a Slinkit. And it's wonderful.
Yeah, that's what started the conversation. That's why I thought, oh, he already knows what I'm going to talk about.
Wow. So
your
I bought...
wizard sleeve.
I bought one pair of Crocs once. You two motherfuckers own a Slinkit and an off-brand Snuggie.
And not even like an off-brand Superman one. Although, do you like it, Tim?
It's not open.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do with this gay-ass Superman Snuggie? Or Snuggly, or whatever
snuggly.
It's called.
Would you have worn it if it made you look like Superman, like in the picture?
Fuck yeah!
Oh, okay.
Of course he would.
So you just don't like that it just has a Superman symbol all over it?
Right.
Okay.
Well, I don't, yeah. In general, I don't like Snuggies, but a Snuggie that makes you look like Superman, well, I'll make an exception.
Fair enough. I like my Snuggie. Although, to be fair, Andy, we didn't buy these for ourselves. You went
okay.
out, seeked some Crocs out, and said, yes! Give me some.
I did not. I was seeking out something totally else and went, huh, these things actually are squishy and comfortable.
No. You bought them. You lose. That's how that works.
Although,
and it doesn't matter what you went to the store that day to buy. You bought that.
Like, if you go to the bar, look and pick up a girl, end up with a dick in your ass, you're still gay.
He's not like, no. I went up looking for a girl. It doesn't count.
It doesn't. And... you guys said we were going to talk about that on Dancast.
I can maybe bring up something that make you make fun of me. I brought some of those Vibram five-finger shoes. Have either of you heard of those? I think I mentioned
Oh, no, sir. I will not make fun of you for those. Those are fucking... Oh, I've got monkey toes. I totally want shoes that I can
they
wear.
They feel a little weird. They feel like they pressed my big toe. Although I bought them from REI. And apparently, I guess they have like a really good return policy. Like, if you just don't like it, you can bring it back. So
oh, nice.
I'm going to give them... a shot and see how I like them.
Good deal.
Do you know what those are, Tim?
Not a clue.
Okay, we'll link you.
Tim, have you seen the socks, like the toe socks, where each toe goes into a separate little like socklet at the front?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine shoes that were exactly like that.
With like no support. Oh. So it's supposed to make it feel like you're just barefoot except...
Oh, yeah, I have heard of those. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, you just got like grips like all
care.
Over the insole and everything.
So I'm going to give running a shot in them.
There you go. Link for everybody else in case they don't know.
Yeah, I don't really don't give a shit about running. I just want to be able to pick things up while still wearing shoes. I think that would be awesome.
If only Crocs could come up with the technology.
Tim, that is a beautiful world you dream of, but I just don't think it's going to be the case. Wow, man, they just show people like fucking climbing corridors and
yes.
Like, jumping over
whole ponds. I don't think I'll be
pond.
As active as those people. I'm just throwing it out there.
What?
Some black dude doing a soft shoe in the middle of a pier, some lady running along a lonely highway, and then a guy jumping over a whole pond, complete with lily pads.
That's how you gotta do it.
And then, yeah, just some chick climbing what appears to be like the most psychotic, blood-red serial killer hallway ever. And then another guy running away from wolves. Well, you can't see the wolves. I just imagine there are wolves there because it seems like a place where there would be wolves. And he's certainly running with a purpose.
You gotta run with a purpose.
Like, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm dinner. I'm totally dinner. But yeah, man, that would be so awesome.
So I will say what I got for Christmas.
All right.
Do it! I got Wii Resort and an extra Wii Motion Plus so Stephanie can play with me if she ever desires.
She won't.
I got some weights. I got a fire extinguisher. Ch-ch, put out those fires.
All right.
I got a candle that smells like cake, and I love it. It smells delicious.
Did you say cake or Kate?
Like cake. Like a baked cake.
Okay. At first it sounded like you said it smells like Kate.
Oh, yeah, you know Kate. Mm. A baked yeah. Kate. She smells delicious when she's all baked up.
So it smells like a whore.
A whore.
A whore.
Smells like her stank hole.
Her fuck box.
Her buttery fuck slit.
Finish your Christmas presents.
Oh, okay. Wireless headphones so I can watch movies and let the wife sleep.
Wireless?
Yeah.
I like
delicious.
It.
Delicious.
Although, I wish I had picked the surround sound ones. These are just regular. I mean, not that it's a huge deal, but I'm just like, oh, surround sound would have been nice. Oh, well.
Yeah, like cruise control.
Exactly.
Living in a harsh world there, Noah.
The
helicopter flew behind me, but it just sounds like it's to my left.
See? Exactly, Tim. You know what I'm talking about.
Sweep to the rear! Sweep to the rears!
You love that, you gay bitch.
What else did I get? Oh, I got a new camera. New digital camera.
Nice.
Oh, I got a little stand for my
wait,
iPhone.
Wait. Who got the new digital camera?
Well, I bought it for myself. Like,
all right.
And who opened it before Christmas?
Really, if you share a bank account, you're really buying everything for yourself. I just very particular about what I want. So I did the research, and then I found a deal, and I bought it.
And took pictures of me like 2 days before Christmas.
Oh, yeah, I opened it early.
I got, what was it? Grand Theft Auto 4 and Bioshock 2. They were both on sale, and I told my wife. I was like, is it okay if I get that? Yeah, because, like, big purchases, we bounce it off each other, double-check it, so that we don't go spend it ourselves into a hole or whatever. She's like, all right, but it's going to be your Christmas present. I'm like, all right. So when they arrived, I took them out of the box from Amazon, and I wrapped them up and put them under the tree. And I even signed that it was from Caitlin. And then Caitlin doesn't play along with my game. She pulls it out and she goes, I wonder what this present is that says it's from me with Andy's handwriting.
What does your son think of Santa?
He calls him Ho-Ho. And, actually it was really, really odd. But my in-laws brought a third suitcase with them and pulled out a Santa that I swear is like fucking life size. I have no idea how this thing fit in the suitcase. I also don't know what the TSA must have thought at the strange squished up man inside one of my in-laws' bags.
Can you step over here, please?
Oh, it's all right. It's not alive. Yeah, so last year when we were there for Christmas, my son, who was like just sort of barely walking around, he was actually afraid of the big Santa and would like run away from it. And this year he runs towards it and hugs it and jumps on it.
As well he should. That's good. That's good skill to teach your young child.
Yep. And the very first day they were here, we're putting him to bed. He's looking around his room, and you just get this tiny little voice, "Where Ho-Ho?" Like, oh, shit. We're not going to be able to put that thing away. But, well, that solves my problem of where the fuck do I put this thing for 11 months out of the year.
I bet you can give your child a complex if you just leave it in his room, just sitting in the corner.
Yeah, I should put a little walkie-talkie behind it so I can make it talk at random times of the night.
Mind your parents or I will eat your soul.
Drew, there is no God, but there is Santa.
There is Zool.
What I love is, like, none of the scary movie tropes. He's got no clue about any of those things. So I can make, like, the scariest, freakiest, fucked up noises. The other night I was talking to him, I'm like, son, this is your father. Just doing like this, freaked the fuck out of my wife. He thought it was hilarious.
I bet he wouldn't mind that noise.
Hey, honey, if you're listening, sorry about this, but. Tim always ends that with that strange little rise and squeak at the end.
It takes the scariness out of it.
Yeah, it's like it went from being scary to inquisitive.
I think that's it. I got some lights.
Did you get some camera and some action?
Huh?
Well, you did get some camera, and I bet you got some action.
I got a blanket. My sister made me a blanket. It's very nice. I'm impressed.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Oh, for the record, there is no festive Christmas fucking when your in-laws are in the house.
There can be.
It's like, speak for yourself.
You just gotta be quiet.
It's very difficult. I got creaky floors. And if they start to creak rhythmically...
Don't do it on
whatever.
The bed.
You have a kid. They know you fuck.
if you do on the floor...
Yeah, I guess that was probably her father. Like that's his first concrete proof that I've been in there.
Maybe he just imagines you use a turkey baster.
Yeah, maybe.
He's like, I don't want to think about it. I don't want to think about it.
Well, if he ever happens upon this podcast, nope, no turkey baster.
I was in there like Flynn, got the bottom out of it.
I used my hot beef injection.
Ish.
squirt.
You had to take it to a dark place.
Yep. That's my new leaf.
Your new leaf is to take things to dark places?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
We already discussed that.
No, we didn't. You said things, and I let them bounce off my ears.
Yeah.
Words, that's my old leaf.
It really is the safest way. It protects you from a lot of diarrhea.
So true. Oh, I forgot. I also bought myself a couple Christmas presents after Christmas. Because when I went to Fry's to buy the... case for my iPod. I also got Ocean's 11, 12, 13, and the original Ocean's 11, all in one thing for $10.
Wow. By Grabthar's hammer. What a savings.
And okay. I was like, well, you seek those out, but I guess you were just like, well, it's a pack. I'll get it.
Well, I saw it a while back, and I was like, I should get that. And then I didn't, and I was like, I should go back and get that. And then I made it happen. And while I was there, Superman 1, 2, 3, and 4 were also there for only $10, but just to buy Superman 4 was $12. So you're an idiot if you don't buy that.
Well, I really want Superman 4, but I have very, very, very tiny trunk.
It's the same size case.
Is it?
Yes!
But I'm so weak, I could not possibly heft these other three discs.
But there's only one extra disc! They're double-sided discs.
Wow, yeah, okay. Never mind, you are an idiot. Yeah.
And I was worried because like I already have Superman 1, but I'm like, well, just the other three that I don't have would be worth buying this for $10. But this version of Superman 1 has a different commentary on it than my version of Superman 1. So it all worked out.
And we do know how Tim loves his commentary.
And did you watch that commentary yet or listen to it?
I started with the commentary on Superman 2 because I wanted to hear because it's the producer and... the executive producer, I can't remember. And the other one was the, you know, Richard Donner talking about how he got fired off Superman 2. And so basically, they don't talk about the movie for the first, I would say, 15 minutes. They're busy defending themselves against that accusation that they fired Richard Donner.
Nice.
We didn't really fire Richard Donner. There was an artistic difference of opinion. And, you know, we wanted to go in a different, more comic booky sort of way and give Superman powers that he's never had in the comic books, like a fucking insane cellulose S that he rips off of his shirt and then disappears moments later because we wanted to give him powers that were incredibly inane and totally useless. It's like, oh shit, I'm trapped for a second.
No, it was more like he said he didn't want to work with the producer who made his life a living hell on the first Superman, and they said, well, that's my childhood friend, so you can go fuck yourself.
Well, your childhood friend is a dick, and you guys are going to make a shit movie. See you in 15 years when I remake it much better.
I liked Superman 2 as a kid.
Yeah, but we watched a lot of shit when we were kids. Like, you watch it now, it's like, wow. Although, to be fair, even as a kid, the Cobra Law, where they would just go, la 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 la, I was aware of how stupid that was, even though I was small and completely tasteless.
The what?
Cobra Law.
Is that a word?
Yes.
Are you just making sounds?
No,
I know
it was these
Cobra,
crazy...
la, 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 la.
Yep, it was these crazy aliens that were the original, I don't know, seed of Cobra or something like that, and they came back in G.I. Joe the movie, and then...
Oh, Cobra. Oh, all right, that's why I don't know, because I don't care.
Yes.
Oh.
I didn't watch G.I. Joe as a kid.
Because it was fucktarded.
Anyways, right. I liked Ocean's 12 a lot. I did not like Ocean's 13.
Yeah.
I thought Ocean's 13 was all right, and Ocean's 12 has grown on me.
There was something, I kind of like the kind of, like, retro feel to it. Like, it had, like, a, like almost like an Italian movie made in the 70s.
Yeah.
I think that's what they're going for.
And I like that a lot. It was much more subtle than the first one, but I liked it.
The Julia Roberts plot device towards the end, though, I think is pretty lame.
Fair enough.
I thought it was kind of funny. I was willing to go for it.
At the time, but like the more like it's one of those my mom calls them refrigerator moments that when you go to the refrigerator you're like, fuck, that's stupid.
Wait, when you go to the refrigerator and say fuck, that's stupid?
Yeah, like you're watching it and it's okay. I totally get this.
Yeah.
You're watching it and it's okay, and then later you walk away from the movie, you hit the refrigerator and
gotcha.
It just hits you. Oh my god. You walk away from the
cat. She was referring to some other movie that's like, fuck, I didn't even make it to the refrigerator. I was still sitting there watching it.
For a second, I thought she looked in the refrigerator and was like, fuck, that food is stupid in there. I was like, what? Wow, that makes no sense to me.
Yeah, the first new trilogy for the first new Star Wars trilogy one, whatever the fuck that was called.
Phantom Menace?
Phantom Menace, that was the one. We were watching it, and in the theater, you just get the din, 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 and all the music, and oh, wow, it's George Lucas is back again. Yay, Star Wars. And then we went across the street to the Chili's that was right there, and we all started to have those refrigerator moments. We were like, fuck Jar Jar. Oh, my fuck. And what the fuck is this? He built C-3PO?
And there was also a group of Catholic schoolgirls that walked by, and I was like, yeah, check out the Catholic schoolgirl uniforms. You guys were like, Tim, you're sick. They're like 8. I was like, I didn't say anything about the racks the uniforms were sitting on.
Still sick.
No.
Still sick.
Not at all.
Readers, write in and tell Tim what a sick fuck he is. It's Tim
you
at Tancast.com.
And I will delete it.
Tim at Tancast.com.
Oh, yeah, sure. Send it to Tim at Tancast.com. Then I'll be able to tell them all the fake emails that didn't get sent, because they only got sent to me. So you have no way of checking.
Send it to your mom at Tancast.com.
Damn,
your mom,
he got through my clever plan.
Because your mom would not approve. Send it to fucktards at Tancast.com, because this conversation is fucking ridiculous, and we are fucktards.
Indeed.
Indeed. So did you guys have another one of your fun game nights that I didn't get to come to because I live all the way on the other side of the goddamn fucking country in my giant house?
We did.
Yes, as we get older, though, they are progressing to be game nights where very few games are played.
Hmm.
Very true.
Everybody wants to jibber-jabber. It's like, can we fucking play a game, assholes?
How do you really feel, Tim?
We're supposed to be having fun here, you fucking dickless piece of shit.
I don't want to talk to you.
I don't care how your fucking year was. Dying of Christmas fire.
I don't care how your family is and shit. I don't care what presents you got. Let's get our game on. I need to kick your ass in some games.
Pictionary, motherfucker.
I need to be bitter that water wings are not an article of clothing.
So, okay, Andy, you've heard of the game's categories, yes?
Own it, yes.
I think this would be an interesting experiment to try and play on Tancast in some fashion.
Like
kind of like
game.
We did with that game night New Year's Eve a long time ago.
Where I made fun of Dick Clark?
Yes.
He's not doing well. Anyways.
Oh, man. I was really hoping in your little montage of memes for the New Year's episode.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping you were going to cut back in my little bit of audio.
Well, that wasn't 2010, so I couldn't use it. Okay.
I was just hoping you would reuse it.
All right. Okay, so Scattergory, for those of you who don't know, it's you basically have a bunch of different, I guess, categories of things, and then you roll a die with a letter on it, and then you have to come up with a word that starts with that letter for each of those categories, and then you go around, and if somebody has the same word as you, you don't get a point, and so all the original ones you come up with, you get a point. So the letter was W, the category was articles of clothing, and I said water wings. And everybody said no.
And we should say that if everyone says no, you don't get the point. Usually it's, you know, majority.
I would
guess
majority that time.
So it doesn't really matter if it is, like, if it is right or wrong, it just really matters what the group you're playing with. Proceed, Tim.
I guess. In this case, I took a principled stand, and I kept those two imaginary points. I referred to them as such, so it's not like I cheated. I was just like, nope.
Oh, that's
okay,
right.
You get two points
because both words started with W, right?
That's correct.
If you get two, if you get an alliteration, you get 2 points. Or however many. If it's theme parks and you got Wally West's Wonder World or something like that, then you get 4 points. I don't know if Wally West's Wonder World exists, but if it did, you would get the 4 points. But anyway, so I stuck to my guns that water wings are indeed an article of clothing. Andy, thoughts?
I would say that while they are worn, they are not an article of clothing.
Well, fuck you.
Tim just wants someone to agree with it.
No, I'd assume no one's going to agree with me, but that's all right.
Because I'm going to go for a slightly different angle on that and say that I would also not consider skis. I would consider ski boots an article of clothing, but not the skis.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I would go along with that. I wouldn't consider skis an article of clothing.
But ski boots seems like a bit of a stretch.
No, ski boots is an article of clothing. Also, Jeff said he wouldn't consider glasses an article of clothing. I'm like, well, I would.
Yeah, I would too. I mean, I guess technically they're like a medical device, but... they also have their use in fashion.
What is the definition of clothing?
Also, I looked up Amazon under articles of clothing, and it did come back with water wings. Or no, the problem was the Amazon category is clothing and accessories, and apparently people made a distinction between those two things.
Well, I don't know. Glasses could be accessories. This is tipping me back your way on water wings, Tim.
Booyah! Also...
I'll give my ruling next week. I need some time to ponder this. Something to look forward to. We'll start off the next Tancast and just completely go through an entire hour and not talk about this again. But for now, I'm totally promising.
So another category was, the letter was P, and one of them was a boy's name. And I put Picard. And this one dude just fucking tried to fight me tooth and nail, even look it up on the internet. I was like, Picard is a boy. It said, and he goes, first name. I'm like, if you'll read the card, it simply says a boy's name. At one point, Picard was a boy, and his name was Picard. He's like, well, that could be a girl's name. All right.
Yeah. So could Carol.
So could Aaron. Could still be a boy's name. So could Chris.
Or Andy. It's filled with an I and dotted with a little heart.
Or Joey.
Yep.
Noah?
I was just looking up to see if there are any people with the first name Picard.
I looked it up under baby names, and it said it was something like 90% more likely to be a boy's name. And on the list of, it had, a popularity index, and it was, 4%. Zero being the lowest and six being the highest. I was like, what? Bullshit. There's no way it's that close to six.
I don't know if anyone named Picard as their kid's first name. It seems odd. I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Why wouldn't they?
I don't know. It just seems weird. Maybe just because I'm used to Jean-Luc Picard, and I've never met anyone with first name Picard. Doesn't mean it doesn't exist, but...
You're right. It doesn't.
Exactly.
And then the guy was like, because I was like, well, I'm sure some Star Trek nerd named their kid's first name Picard. He's like, well, I can name a kid penis. Doesn't make it a name. It does if you name your kid that.
Just because child services will come along doesn't mean anything. Oh, I just checked. You know what a good place to check is? Facebook.
No.
No.
Why not?
Because I'm sure you're going to get Jean-Luc Picard a million times before you get anything else. Because
I got a friend who registered on Facebook as a Harry Wanker.
Well, there's one name. Oh, there's one person named Picard Maneuver. I doubt that's a real name.
Yeah.
That's actually a comedy troupe that I know of in L.A. I've performed with them.
Picard Thelasco. That's not an actual person, although I only look for people. No one yet with the first name Picard. People out there, do you know anyone with the first name Picard? I'm curious.
Does it search for first names?
Yeah. Oh, Picard Stephanie.
Well, that goes against it.
Captain Jean-Luc Picard, the USS Enterprise.
I can't tell. I have people post pictures of Enterprise. Random things are you a person? That's not a face, that's just a building. What is going on? Anyways.
Picard Sandrine.
Okay.
I found someone with the first name Picard.
Well, that's excellent.
Can't tell if it's a boy or girl, though. Someone holding a baby, it's probably a girl. Men don't hold babies. They punch them.
No, they do not.
Punch them right in their stupid little baby faces.
I like little babies.
No, you don't. You hate them.
I will eat
You're
them?
You're a baby hater.
No, I don't hate babies. I'll punch your baby in the face just because you said it.
I wouldn't advise that.
Because this baby is currently wearing a mech suit, and that mech suit is punchy.
Not right at the moment.
our old next-door neighbor, who is also pregnant, came to visit us from Alaska, and so I was like, ooh, mech suit fight!
Was that the cop?
Yep.
She moved to Alaska?
First she moved to Boston, then she moved to Alaska, yeah.
Why Alaska?
Her husband's job has him moving around a bit.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't like they're like, Alaska, yes, let's do it.
Not necessarily, no.
Gotcha. So when I work with just moved, went to Boston. Boston must be the place to be, or something.
Picard Stanley.
We used to live next to a cop. She came home one day, and there was just a bunch of the guys sitting around in somebody's garage drinking, you know, in public, in, like, public view, like, open garage door and all that, playing poker. I'm like, oh, shit, we are gambling for actual money and drinking in public in front of a cop. And the cop's response was, deal me in and get me a beer. Damn, girl, you're the coolest cop I ever met. Damn, girl, you're cool. We fucking love you.
Carnally.
No, I believe her fiancé loved her carnally.
Picard, wee!
All right, I'm going to draw the line right there.
On?
No, Picard, wee.
No, that's enough. Enough Picards.
You can never have enough
Picards. Speaking of wee, my in-laws got me Super Mario Galaxy and Super Mario Galaxy 2.
Well, you're a faggot.
So that'll be lovely.
I mean, that's great.
Wee! Have you played it?
Played a little bit of Super Mario Galaxy.
And what is your review thus far?
It's fun, although, like, in one of the very first little levels where, you know, you're supposed to kind of learn in the rules of the game and whatever, there's this one simple-ass jump that you're supposed to make, but the point where you're supposed to jump off is, like, just as the camera swings wildly around, so as you're running along, all of a sudden the directions just change. And I kept, like, I'm running up for the jump, running up for the jump, all of a sudden the camera shifts, and and Mario just, like, takes a sharp left turn and runs right off the edge of this bridge. It's like, well, I guess the lesson that they're teaching you there is not only how the controls work, but that occasionally this game will fuck you in the ass.
Just like life?
Yep, just like life. Only unlike life, this game hands you one-ups like crazy.
Wouldn't that be sweet if life did that too?
Yeah!
There's no life. Do it what you want.
Oh man, that would have been so awesome, like, you know, a year and a half ago, somebody walks into my dad, quick, get this man a one-up! Do-do-do-do-do-do!
Like in Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Still haven't seen that. Oh, I did just watch Shutter Island, though.
What'd you think of that? I liked it.
About 5 minutes in, I knew what was going on.
Well, look at you.
Yeah, my wife and I got about an hour in. I'm like, we're watching it on Netflix streaming. Like, I'm sorry, it's 1 a.m. I'm way too tired. I just got to go to sleep. She's like, all right, well, I'm really invested in this movie, so I'm going to keep on watching. I'm like, all right, I think I know how it ends. She's like, oh, really? Tell me? I'm like, no. If I tell you and I'm right, then you'll be pissed off at me later because I spoiled the movie for you. So how about you watch it now, I'll watch it whenever I get around to it, and then we'll discuss it and find out if I am as, you know, clever as I sometimes think I am. Turns out, yep, I am. I'm one clever motherfucker.
So there you go.
Thor smiled upon me. Thor likes it when I'm surly and when I'm clever.
Speaking of video game logic working in real life, check out that Photoshop contest, specifically on the second page, entries 8 and 7.
Were these Tim's?
Yes.
So let's get to the page 2 quickly. Step 1, deploy one soldier. Soldier will be issued one gun with very limited power and ammo. Enemies will attack one at a time. As soldier kills enemies, he will take their weapons and supplies. Soldier will single-handedly make his way through every city in Iraq. There will be a boss at the end of each city. Once soldier reaches Baghdad and defeats Saddam Hussein in a one-on-one battle, the war is over. Step 2, victory. Yeah, that's pretty much it. After having played Halo several times.
And then number 7 is a really tiny guy knocking out Mike Tyson.
That is a tiny, tiny guy.
Well, he's actually not that tiny. I scaled him down to make it extra funny.
Yeah, because Mike Tyson's halfway to the floor and still just as tall as this guy.
Because that's how it was in that game.
I know.
You were just dinky. Like, you literally had to jump to give people uppercuts.
I know!
All right, we lost Noah. We should wrap it up.
You lost me?
Oh, you're not talking.
Oh. I was like, you guys were riffing.
You didn't want to get away with those sweet comedy riffs.
But yeah, we should wrap this up. Me and Stephanie are going to go to Pyramid Ale House today.
Pure Mint Ale House?
Sorry, Pyramid Ale House.
Ah, what happens there?
Drinking.
They give you Pyramid Ales.
Merriment.
Merriment. Well, we can have none of this.
Oh, we will have it.
So it's back to mint. I see how it is. Merriment.
Oh, I see what you did there. Are you homo?
All right, then. Well, welcome 2011, where Tancast is just as shitty as it was last year.
Hooray! Consistent quality.
But Andy may be a bit surlier.
All right, y'all. Have yourselves a merry 2011.
Or don't.
We don't care.
We're not going to tell you what to do. It's your life. Live it how you want to live it.
I'll tell you what to do. Eat your veggies.
If you want to be miserable, you go right the fuck ahead.
Eat your veggies.
Fuck veggies.
Eat them.
Fuck you.
Or fuck them. Whatever you want.
Go fuck them.
And see.
Thanks for listening to this colossal waste of time we like to call the Tancast Podcast. Many props go out to DJ Technoid, who created and composed the official Tancast theme. If you like what you heard today, throw us a review up there at the iTunes Store and give us maybe a 5-star review. If you really liked what you heard, go ahead and put a link in your Twitter or your Facebook. If you have any comments, feedback, or jokes for Tan Laughs, you can email those to us at fucktards@tancast.com, or you can email us individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at tancast.com. Tancast.com is our official website where you can leave comments on this or any other episode, post comments on our blog, and find links to the official Tancast Twitter page, the official Tancast Facebook page, and the official Tancast Cafe Press store. That's enough shameless plugs for this week. Thanks again for listening to Tancast. You're doing it.
Tancast.
What the fuck, Andy?
I record your mom's face, then I pee upon it. I pee upon your mom's face for fun. Doo-doo, doo-doo, doo-doo.
All right.
What? Was that like, we're not going to take it?
Yeah, but like sort of a gay, I don't know, lounge version.
But your voice kind of sounded like,
Neil Diamond?
What's that guy's name? What?
Neil Diamond?
Yes.
Yes! Correct.
I couldn't think of his first name. I'm like, it's got Diamond in it.
Diamond Dallas Page?
Our friend, she's a big fan of the Neil Diamond. Or used to be. I don't know if she is anymore.
Who?
The one that you met at karaoke, Tim.
Oh, yeah! I didn't know who you're talking about.
The one bit of information I will never forget about is that she has an Audi.
Her belly button?
Not her belly button.
Oh.
Her vagina?
Yes. I can't remember what her old roommate's name was, but... Yes. That was a bit of drunk information that shared with me one time.
I've seen pictures of it.
You have?
Yep.
What?
I never told you this.
No?
Oh, she was on that site, and so she had pictures.
Pictures of her vagina?
Mm-hmm.
She wanted a picture of the bab. Not a picture. She wanted a piece of the bab.
She probably wanted a picture, too.
Show her friends. Look what I got. Look what I tapped a piece of.
He's so skinny and unkempt. Oh, look. Tim is Andy. It's a new year, my friend.
I believe you can eat a bag of shit, fat man.
Come on, Tim. That was funny.
I'm not gonna deny it was funny.